He entered the U.S. Olympic trials for both the pentathlon and the decathlon.
And the decathlon. 15 events. 10 on the decathlon and 5 on the pentathlon. Nowadays, the pentathlon is different than what it was back then. All of the events were track and field events. Nowadays, the pentathlon is pole vaulting, things other than doing the 100-yard dash and stuff like that.
By the way, he ran the mile in 4 minutes and 35 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of that and how long it took anybody to break the 4-minute mile. And then the hurdles and the low hurdles. His schedule in the Olympics was busy. He won 4 of the 5 events, placed 3rd in the javelin. He hadn't competed in that before 1912.
No. I guess 1912, before he went to the Olympics, he had the coach show him a little bit about the javelin. That was about it.
Some of this is real remarkable. Someone had stolen his shoes.
Yes. He was going out to participate, started looking for his shoes and couldn't find them. So he started looking around and asking questions. People said, oh, we don't know. We don't know. Somebody stole them. He said, oh, I got to have some shoes to wear. And so what he was doing was picking up a shoe here and picking up a shoe there, trying them on, maybe using a little more tape on one. But he had shoes that didn't even belong to him. And he participated in the pentathlon and decathlon in those shoes.
To verify what you've just said, not that we needed to, but in the 1912 photo, he is shown
wearing
2 different shoes.
You bet. Yep.
As was the custom of the day, the medals were presented to the athletes during the closing ceremonies, and he received his from the Swedish king, Gustav. Several sources recount that when awarding the prize, King Gustav said, "You, sir, are the greatest athlete in the world."
That's what I understand that he said.
To which your father said,
"Thanks, King."
Right. What do you say?
Yeah.
He was being respectful.
I mean, he's an Indian that came from an Indian school, and that was just his way of it, and their way.
Obviously, America followed this, so he comes back to the United States, and he's given a ticker tape parade.
When they came in, they told Dad that they were going to run a parade for the athletes that participated in the 1912 Olympics, and that they put him, because of what he accomplished, in a car by himself. He said he'd just sit back and relax, enjoyed it, wave a little bit here, wave a little bit there.
This is a quote. He said, "I heard people yelling my name, and I couldn't realize how one fellow could have so many friends."
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Did he ever talk to you as a child about the 1912 Olympics or anything?
He really didn't say too much to the 4 of us boys. My older brother, Carl, was 15 months my senior. My brother, Richard, was 4 years younger than myself. And Jack was 8 years younger. So when he would talk about stuff like that, I don't think Jack and Richard could really remember too much about that. As far as that goes, I couldn't remember too much about it. Older brother Carl was the one that probably picked up on it a little bit better than I did.
Well, at any rate, he wasn't at home being braggadocious about anything, was he?
No, not really. People would come into the house to visit. I mean, other athletes and different people, famous people, would come in to visit with Dad, and they would sit down and talk. They would talk about some of the events and different things and the accomplishments. I think that's when I know for myself that it was probably the first time I really realized what he had really accomplished.